Well, we are very positive about the fact that we are finally seeing that the U.S. economy, which still remains a key market for the region, is improving, and so has our tourism numbers. The forecast for this year are just a little bit under the 2% up year over year. Revenue in terms of room revenue, average daily rate are increasing. The spend of people coming to the region is increasing again. So those are all positive indicators for us that the economy is rebounding, but also that the region is, we are out there collectively, and there's 30 members within the Caribbean Tourism Organization. The diversity of our product makes people want to come back again and again.
And despite the progress, what sort of hiccups have there been along the way, and what are the continuing problems, if any, that the region faces?
Oh, I would be less than honest if I didn't talk about airlift. And while I think that we've made progress in terms of getting the parties to speak to each other, to outline major transportation organizations finally speaking together so that we can begin to solve the problem, this has taken much longer than I anticipated. And I really would like to encourage the incoming minister to really to continue to focus on the aviation needs of the region. Inter-Caribbean travel is a significant part of the business segment for our small hotels product in the region, but overall as well. And I think that we have to improve the aviation needs of our region, not just for the inter-Caribbean visitors, but the fact that it connects families. So much of the Caribbean, you know, you have a family member that lives in St. Thomas, that the mom or the dad or auntie or uncle still lives in St. Kitts or Dominica or St. Lucia. And I think that really we have to improve the cost of aviation, the logistics, and the service. And so those are things that I really, if I can say that I, you know, I'm not going to solve in 3 months. And so that is one of the things that I feel will be unfinished, that I really want to encourage the incoming chairman to keep on the agenda. We have to maintain that aviation is critical to the growth of the region.
Final question, highs and lows of your chairmanship.
I think the fact that I've been able to visit 20 of our 30 member countries is definitely a high. It really reinforces that we are not each other's competition. We complement each other, and that we have so much to gain from best practices within the region that we can really look to strengthen the region. So that's definitely a high for me. I would have to say that categorically, not being able to resolve some of the pressing and vexing challenges with the aviation is definitely one of the lows. However, at the same time, the rebranding of the region in the UK is certainly a positive move in the right direction. So, you know, I take it all in stride. I think that each day that we continue to commit ourselves to the work of the region is a good day for us all. And so, you know, I think that we have a team of experts throughout the region, and utilizing those best practices and leaning and supporting each other is critical to our success.